This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Look behind you, and what do you see? For me, it's a row of white closet doors, a houseplant, and some save-the-dates I still have not sent out. Never have we cared so much about what's in the background than in the last year, thanks to the rise of video conferencing. And what's good for our Zoom background is apparently also good for the book business, as Nick Bates, chief executive of Book Barn International, told me.
The biggest part of our business, about 80%, is selling through online marketplaces, so Amazon, eBay, and some smaller ones in more specialist areas. And then the other 20% of our business is made up of a bricks and mortar bookshop. We have another business called Books by the Yard, where we sell in bulk. As the name suggests, we sell anything from a single yard of books up to filling complete home libraries or video sets and TV program backdrops.
And how much has demand soared during the pandemic? When did you really see business pick up?
Well, it's really shifted. I mean, the traditional customer base for Books by the Yard, it's a lot of interior design, restaurants, hospitality. When new hotels or restaurants open up and they want a backdrop that fits a certain style from a decor point of view, a lot of that business has actually obviously dried up as businesses have had to lock down over the period. But going right back to kind of April last year, we had a couple of inquiries where people were looking to basically fill the gaps in their shelves. Now we get about 5 to 10 queries every single week from people who are really faced with the prospect of having to turn their home environment into their office environment. So they're really conscious of their work surroundings and trying to decorate accordingly.
So people actually tell you, I want to make my Zoom background effectively look a little bit better than what I have now.
It does happen, but actually more often than not, people are coming to us and saying, my office or the area in which I work, it looks pretty sparse. I'd like some books from a decor point of view. So I'd like 3 yards of books or 5 yards of books. And the times it works best is when we enter into a dialogue with the customer and we understand what they're into.
So it's not just sort of a vanity project for some people. They actually do care what the books are that sit on those shelves behind them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The vast majority of people are really interested. They realize they kind of satisfy both those cravings, one from a decor point of view, but also from a reading point of view. One of the things that we've been kind of pointing out to people is that with a book collection of any kind of decent size, whether it be like 25 books, 50 books or more, most people will admit to having not read all of the books on their shelf, but they have satisfaction in knowing they're there as and when they get time to read them.
Yeah, I think I'm guilty of that. I think I've probably bought more books than I care to admit during lockdown. And I think I've only gotten about 25% of the way through most of them. But Nick, on average, I guess, how much would you say your customers are willing to spend on these sorts of projects? Does it depend on the size of the library and sort of the books that they want to buy?
Exactly, yes. So if a customer's looking for a single yard of like popular fiction, say like a yard of crime novels, we have those in abundance and we can get our hands on them really quickly. And they're only after a single yard. So that might be anything between like £50 and £100. If somebody's looking for older books in a specific subject area, the kind of scarcity of those books and the age come into play. Some of the best examples would be when we were dealing with TV and film in the past. And for period pieces, companies might have to satisfy a very, very specific brief. So, you know, they wouldn't want necessarily a book that was published 2 years after the scene that they were filming was out. If somebody's looking to fill a library scene in Downton Abbey, then you're talking about a large volume of books that are harder to come by.
So has the demand that you've seen sort of from these personal collections maybe filled the gap that you saw when TV and film production stopped because of the pandemic?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's grown over the whole period, I think, as people have realized that working from home is likely for a lot of people to go on beyond the kind of immediate term. TV and film production has come back a little bit, but the hospitality industry is obviously still massively challenged. So this is an area which is growing. It's certainly done a great job at replacing some of those sales that suffered as a direct result of the lockdowns. And it continues to grow as I think people take on new habits.
Or even move into bigger houses, you know, away from the city centers, and they have room for these nice personal libraries. Do you think, Nick, this will change how you do business in the future? Do you think you'll do more of these personal collections versus, say, you know, movie sets and things like that?
Yeah, I hope those are aspects of this business that will bounce back and bounce back strongly. And I think this will have added a new element to this area of our business specifically, as you say, as people kind of think more about their home environment.
So, Nick, do you have a sizable personal library? Is there a favorite book that you have on the shelf that you like to point out during your Zoom meetings?
I've got a decent sized library. I'm really pleased with it. As long as it reflects you and you're happy with it, then that's important. But on mine, I've got some nice running books, of which I've not read nearly enough. And they're probably my favorites.
You can tell a lot about a person from their bookshelf. Indeed, the top tips from Nick Bates there, Chief Executive of Book Barn International. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.